It's a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining me today, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Director of Pastoral Care, Pastor Al. How are you, Pastor Al Jensen?
Doing quite well, John. Thank you.
Yeah, so we just Pastor Al is just pretty much what everybody calls you, right?
Yeah, that goes fine for me.
Okay. Today we're going to talk about Easter. And today being Ash Wednesday, we're going to talk about that and Lent and everything that goes with it. Let's begin with, let's just talk about what is Lent.
Yeah, Lent, it's really a great opportunity is what it is. It's a season when we prepare for Easter, as you said. And, you know, whenever there's something that's highly anticipated in our lives, something that's coming up, we're going to prepare for it. We're going to show that we care and spend time and do that. And we take the time to acknowledge that something big is coming. And for Christians, that's Easter, and that's the high point of our year, of course, as Christians, the resurrection of our Lord celebration. But as that's on the horizon, we want to do this preparing, and for many years, Christians have set aside a season called Lent, and it's actually, again, a great opportunity. It begins today here on Ash Wednesday, and it really takes us on a journey. We get to walk with our Lord through Scripture for these 40 days. So we've made our way down the Mount of Transfiguration. We're headed toward Jerusalem with Jesus. And God wants to show that he's going to show no partiality, really, for any particular people or person, and that he's come for each one of us. But we have these 40 days where we do this walk. And we're reminded along the way why we're accepted by God in the first place, and it's because of the just amazing, gracious forgiveness that God has for God's children. And so Lent, even though it has a sad feel to it, there's a definite tone of sadness because we know where Jesus is headed to the cross. We also get to be a people during these 40 days of knowing the punchline too.
So why is it 40 days?
The word, the number that is 40 in the Bible, that it means a long time. You know, we don't count Sundays during the season of Lent as we make our way to Easter. Every Sunday is a little Easter in its own. So we have remembrances, reminders in the Bible. Some examples could be Moses, 40 years living in Egypt, and then 40 years preparing to take the people out of Egypt, and then 40 years to get through the desert to Israel. And so 40 is a symbolic number in Scripture. Jesus, for 40 days and 40 nights, was tempted by Satan, according to Luke 4, Matthew 4, and it's just a time of testing that's there. Christians have been doing this, I believe it dates back to the 5th century, that the Christian church has marked 40 days for us to prepare for the biggest day of all, for Easter. So we have a long time, what the word itself means in Scripture, a long time set aside in order to prepare for even a longer time, eternity.
Well, we think about the people who are living through that time in the original story, and they didn't know what was coming. They had they knew something was going on, but they didn't understand just how tragic it was going to be on Good Friday.
That's right. You know, Jesus told his disciples over and over what was going to happen, and the disciples are just like us. You know, they just want the glory. They just want the good things in life, and Jesus had to encounter the worst in order to give us the best.
Well, Pastor Al, one more thing before we move on to a topic that we really started with, Ash Wednesday. As a kid, I remember we used to give up something for Lent. Do people still do that?
People do. It's really each individual, like you say, growing up, you remember that. Each individual may or may not take that on. Oftentimes, it's the understanding of a sacrifice. We sacrifice something in order to focus, have a better focus as to what's coming. And so I think I gave up the sacrificing a long time. I used to give up coffee until the headaches came. Kept coming and I needed that caffeine or the chocolate, and I went, well, you know, maybe I could have a little bit. So yeah, yeah. Some people do, and honestly, there's seriously, there is a component there that really is commendable, as we keep a focus beyond our own wants as to what God wants for us.
Pastor Al Jensen's our guest, and we're going to talk about today, Ash Wednesday, and why that is so significant right after this.
Ditch your snow shovel. Escape winter worries. Experience a warm trial stay at Buffalo Hill Terrace in your own fully furnished apartment. Go online. Take a peek at their winter wellness calendar. Choose to participate in entertainment and games, arts, clubs, groups, and fitness classes. Enjoy the fine dining, a cocktail, and friendly socialization, all on a trial basis. Call Buffalo Hill Terrace for this limited time offer. Stay the season. Move into a fully furnished apartment at Buffalo Hill Terrace. 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Today we're talking with Emmanuel Lutheran Communities Director of Pastoral Care, Pastor Al Jensen. And so, Pastor Al, today is Ash Wednesday. What is the significance of this day, and why should we pay so much attention to it?
Yes, Ash Wednesday, it got its name, first of all, starting ancient times. We can read in not just in Holy Scripture, but also within historical writings by historians who were reflecting on what was happening in communities then, about people who were either in mourning, in sadness, they had done something wrong perhaps, they were in repentance, and they literally would sit in sackcloth and ashes. I don't see us in Kalispell necessarily, you know, on corners lamenting in this way, but it was a way that the people wanted others to know publicly that something had happened in their life, and they were contrite about it. And so we get that old phrase, putting on sackcloth and ashes, meaning something devastating has taken place. So Christians took that concept of sitting in sackcloth and ashes, and we usually forego the sackcloth, but we wear the ashes on our forehead, and it's made in the sign of the cross. And it's a reminder that during the season of Lent, and really each day, we're called upon to repent of our sins and to present ourselves to others as a new person each day. So Christians will either go to their priest or their pastor in a formal setting, worship setting, and receive what is called the imposition of ashes, which is a big title, meaning basically you will be marked with the sign of the ash-drawn cross on the forehead. And usually the pastor, the priest, will say words such as these, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Those are biblical words which date back to the book of Genesis, as God was speaking to Adam. A reminder to Adam that though you're given life now, the day will come in which you will return back into the earth itself. But here's the difference for us. You know, that all that sounds morbid, if you will, that, you know, we focus on death. And it is that we have death. No one yearns to reach that day, if you will, unless we're under so much pain and suffering. But the punchline of Easter is that as the cross is made on our forehead, we're reminded that God created us out of nothing, and God can certainly do to dust what God did in the very beginning with dust to create us all over again. So Ash Wednesday is a reminder that what God can do with what we say is maybe useless or nothing, and the lifeless body of Jesus in the tomb is a reminder there, and that this dust, this body, is special because God, you know, raised us and will raise us from the dead. And if God can breathe life into dust and create somebody anew, I suppose there's nothing that God can't do, because the sign of the cross is a sign that you're marked, and mm-hmm. God has marked you forever.
Pastor Al Jansen's our guest, and Emmanuel Lutheran Communities will be observing Ash Wednesday today. I'll ask you about how that's going to go right after this.
We talk a lot about the life plan community within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, but what does it mean? Here's Villa residents Fred and Shelby Thompson to explain.
They have a life plan aspect here that we're glad to see, whereby we can live independently as long as we're capable, and we have a procedure whereby we can move to assisted living. We have nursing home care and skilled care level available to us. The facility here also has a memory care unit, and also a facility they call the retreat, which is designed for short-term rehab, and can't stay in the hospital, but you're not quite ready to go home. They'll take care of you at the retreat till you get ready to go to your home. So that's the multifaceted level of care you need is here at the Emmanuel Lutheran Community, and that's why we like it so much.
The Life Plan Community at Emmanuel Lutheran awaits you. Just call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Today, our guest is Emmanuel Lutheran Community's new Director of Pastoral Care, Pastor Al Jansen. Pastor Al, today is the day, Ash Wednesday. How are you going to observe that at Emmanuel Lutheran?
Yeah, we'll do it pretty much like others. Very carefully, though. You know, we are living in still in these COVID days, and so we'll do it different in the sense that this year, I'm going to make personal visits door to door to the residents. Being a year where people have a different story to tell than most years, how they are feeling a loss, they're not able to be around their loved ones. Personal ways as usual. I plan on having a lot of personal conversations with people today. So it'll be very personal, where the residents themselves, they're actually going to mark their own forehead with the ash. Again, to stay very careful with, we don't want any intermingling with someone using ashes, and I go to the next door and we're using different ashes at each door. And so I actually think, John, it's going to be, I truly think it's going to be an Ash Wednesday that will be quite memorable, quite meaningful, perhaps more than recent years. And I say this because even though it isn't unusual for Christians to make the sign of the cross on themselves, all Christians are invited to do that, to remember their baptism with the sign of the cross. The physical placing of ashes by the residents on their own foreheads, I think it might just be an extra special reminder of how they're marked by Christ. Hopefully that can, if it's not already a practice by them, a daily practice, that sign is placed on us at baptism. And then this year, in a special way, we're going to mark ourselves with God's promise. Now, 2022. We have great hopes that we'll be able in a much more community way to gather and to share in the marking, the imposition of ashes. But I'm looking forward to the door-to-door stops I'm about to do.
All right. Pastor Al Jensen, thank you so much for spending time with us, and may this be a blessed Ash Wednesday for all of us.
Thank you, John. God bless you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.